Some Russians are bombing, others are fleeing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
These people living through hell that happened in that country is just heartbreaking for me as a human being.
Congresswoman Victoria Spartz was born in Ukraine, and the Republican still has family there, telling the Fox News Rundown podcast they are near Chernihiv.
And the city of Chernihiv is heroic. They've been standing the ground for weeks now, getting shelled, getting surrounded.
And today, Ukrainian forces took back control of two villages near that city as Russia again blocks evacuation of civilians from another bombed-out city, Mariupol. Russian forces have left Chernobyl, site of the world's worst nuclear disaster decades ago.
The defunct nuclear facility was taken by the Russians early on in the invasion. Now several hundred Russian troops have reportedly been pulled out of Chernobyl, suffering from acute radiation sickness. The Mirror reports the Russian soldiers fled and were bused to a medical facility in Belarus.
Fox's Matt Finn. Two law enforcement officers are dead after gun battles in two states. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has a live update.
Dave, Harris County's Texas Sheriff's Deputy Darren Almendarez is being remembered as a warrior who committed his life to public service. He died last night after being shot in a Houston suburb while trying to stop three men from stealing the catalytic converter off his truck outside a grocery store. In Pennsylvania, two Lebanon City police officers were hurt. One was killed during a shooting while they were responding to a domestic disturbance call yesterday afternoon. One of those officers was critically injured, Dave.
Tanya, a police officer in Bluffton, Ohio, was killed, run over by a car. He was laying down strip sticks to stop during a chase. Three suspects in custody. We'll get an update on the job market later this hour. It's expected to show a little less hiring than in February, but still almost a half million jobs created. Economists also predict that the March unemployment rate may have dropped from 3.8% down to 3.7%. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The price of oil is down a bit more this morning. It's moved under $100 a barrel, which could help reduce gas prices, exactly what the president hopes for.
1 million barrels of oil will be released daily for 6 months as part of an effort by President Biden to control energy prices.
This is a wartime bridge to increase oil supply until production ramps up later this year.
The president is also urging Congress to fine oil and gas companies not producing on public lands already leased, part of a use it or lose it proposal.
Really reducing an emergency reserve in a non-emergency. You know, it might be a crisis, but it's not an emergency.
North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer says the large release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is a gimmick and will not address burdensome regulations limiting U.S. energy production. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Gas is down a penny today. AAA's national average for regular about $4.21 per gallon, nearly 12 cents off its record high last month, but still about 60 cents more than we were paying March 1st. Any of you want a PB&J sandwich for lunch? Be careful what PB you use.
Some jars of Skippy peanut butter are being recalled because they may contain metal fragments. The company that runs Skippy, Hormel Foods, says some jars could have bits of stainless steel from manufacturing equipment. The recall involves about 162,000 pounds of peanut butter. The recalled jars include Skippy Reduced Fat Creamy Peanut Butter Spread, Skippy Reduced Fat Chunky Peanut Butter Spread, and Skippy Creamy Peanut Butter Blended with Plant Protein. No consumer complaints reported yet. Head to the website peanutbutter.com/recall to get more details. Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, which could react to the jobs number, stock futures are rising for now, coming off the first losing quarter for the Dow and NASDAQ in 2 years. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.